God. So hello, everybody, and welcome to our ERC 2018-19 group lab analysis call. This lab analysis call is intended to go through your blood chemistry. Many of you have already submitted and had your reports. You should all have a report. And if you haven't seen your report yet, go to your inbox and you'll see it. So what we're going to do on this call is the first one is usually the longest one, because what I'm doing is explaining to you all what to be looking for in your own blood chemistry. So if either you have your master tracker open to see everything in there, because I start with the master tracker and your report, then as I go through it and I explain, like to Marsha, what I'm seeing in certain areas, you'd be looking at yours to say, oh, I have that same sort of low or high or whatever, and be able to see what's going on for you. And then we'll clarify it when you get there. What I find on these calls is that people who start the call at the beginning and pay attention at the, by the end, if theirs is up, they're already telling me what they're seeing. Oh, I think I might have a zinc deficiency, and I think my B12 status is off, and I've got this, I've got that going on, which is really cool. Because the goal with this is not to empower you to become a health practitioner, but to be, empower you to be your own health practitioner, right? Empowered healthcare, empowered self-care is what I'm after. So I want you to be able to look at this stuff and get a general sense of what might be going on and what imbalances might lie as you go through. You know, while you're in the program, we're walking you through it, but I want to create some independence so that you're like this really smart consumer that most MDs hate. Like, they hate when people come in knowing, like, but yeah, but my TPO antibodies are 17 and you told me they were fine. No, well, 34 is fine. And you can say, well, yeah, but 34 bullets is bad for my thyroid, but 17 isn't what I really want. I really want to work on optimizing this. Or my ratio between T4 and T3 is off. I think there's a conversion issue going on. Now, the point is to make you so that you're independent of even needing to see doctors in the future, except for what they're good for. What's that? Trauma, acute care, acute infections, right? And that everything else you're able to handle on your
own. Do you want to make me a co-host?
Sure. Sorry. I don't know why sometimes you come in as co-host and sometimes you come in as host. And there you go. All right. Somebody's got to be muted. There's some talking. Like, I hear a man's voice in the background. So if there's anybody, yeah, Lynn just took care of it. Thank you. All right. So that's the point here. Now, some of you are at different stages. Like, some of you are just like, just help me get better, right? Just tell me what to do. And that's great. And we'll be there for you too. But I know that many of you have come to this program because you want to be your own doctor. You want to be the master of your own health, to have that and to be able to take charge and be able to consult with people along the way when you need help, but to be able to understand enough that you can make really informed decisions. Is that making sense? Yes. Is that what people want? Yes. Yeah. Good. All right. So we're going to start the day. The way day is going to go like this. We have from 10 till 5 central, which is 8 hours. We're going to take a break. We'll take breaks periodically, but you won't be on, quote unquote, except for, you know, a block of this throughout. So feel free to get up and take care of yourself. If you have to run to the bathroom, have some water handy. Keep yourself hydrated. I have my quart, which I've half done, and then I've got this to refill. So make sure that you've got a good chunk of your day's water supply handy, because we're going to be together for a while. And we'll take about a midway break, you know, depending on where we are. We'll, you know, either not stop somebody or we'll start somebody a little bit later. So to get ready, I would say I'm going to be starting with Marsha. Hers is going to be a little longer because I'm going to be explaining a lot about what's in these reports. The blood chem software, for those of you who've done this before, you'll see that it's a different format. They've made it a lot prettier and they have indexes and it's a lot easier to understand. But there's a lot of information in there and it's really good information if you know how to navigate through it. So have that handy. If you haven't printed it off yet, go ahead and print it off. And if you don't like to print and waste paper, at least have it open on your computer and have a notepad handy so that as I'm talking to you, you're writing. Here's the thing. I wish I could talk and write at the same time, but it's really challenging. So I get, you know, I get intuitions about things, or I analyze things based on looking at them, and I'm not able to write it down at the time because if I do, I'll lose the flow. Does that make sense? So these will all be recorded. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pause and stop before each one. So I'm going to stop the recording and start a new recording so that when they get posted, they can get posted with your initials, right? And so the initial one with Marsha is going to say, you know, MG/intro or overview. So I would want everybody who's watching, who didn't make it here, who wants to analyze their own, is to watch that one. And for you guys to go back, if you want to catch some things that maybe you missed in taking notes, that you can go back and do that easily without having to listen to 8 hours worth of stuff, right? Doesn't make any sense to have to go back and do that. Let's see, what else do I need to say? So notes, have it handy. If you have your master tracker open in front of you to the lab analysis section, that would be great as well. I may ask you some questions as we go through and say, huh, looks like your zinc status might be low. Tell me about your zinc intake. Are you taking in any zinc? Are you taking a multi-mineral? And you may want to flip back and forth to those pages in your master tracker. So before we start, any questions, concerns, fears, confusions, anything, raise your hand or just open your line and say it before we begin. Okay, so what I'll request, if you can, is to be on the line where I could see you when I'm doing yours. And at least if you're not, if you're just on the phone, have your line open so we can have it dialogue, right? Much easier to talk back and forth and me to ask clarifying questions as we go through it. Okay? Any questions? Any of the coaches want to add anything to that? No? We're good? All right. Ready, set, go. All right. I'm going to stop that intro recording and stop recording. Yes.